Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got the Scuba Cowboy standing by, as well as Jerry the Diver Guy. We're going to get to them in just a bit and talk about this reef that went turtle, unfortunately, last week in Deerfield Beach, Florida. But before we do that, we got a very special guest on the line with us, Amos Nacham. He is on Scuba Radio. He is the big animal guy when you want to dive with some crazy critters underwater. Amos, welcome to the big show today. How are you? Are you there, Amos?
Oh, sorry.
There we go. Now, try it. Let's try it now. Amos, can you hear me now?
Hear you loud and clear.
There we go. I had to press a button. You know, what are you going to do? Anyway. Amos, you got a lot of stuff going on. First of all, let's talk about some of the crazy stuff that you do for folks that might not be familiar with your work. First of all, biganimals.com is a website to go to and find out where he's scheduling his next expedition. But you just travel the world and go to some exotic places and take divers and just people that want to observe marine life or just wildlife with you, right?
That's correct, but it is crazy. It's not the right world, and
no.
It is unfortunate way which how we look at nature and the wilderness is because we forget that we are not in control of everything. It is our responsibility to engage in peaceful encounter, and it can be done even with what we think or perception of danger, which does not exist.
Well, exactly. Yeah, crazy, not the right word. More, maybe some of people would look at it a little bit more on the extreme side of things. But when you get out there and you interact with them, you do it in a safe way, and you show people these aren't the scary animals that they're portrayed to be in the media. And we're beyond sharks and things, right?
It's behind shark. I take people to dive with me in the Pantanal in Brazil with the anaconda. Is a snake that can reach to a size of 24 feet or
wow.
8 meters in length. Diving with the orcas in the Norway.
Yeah.
Going to Antarctica, diving with or swimming with the leopard seals. And also being able to be on the ice on snowmobile and watching polar bear as they nurse their baby cubs and as they feed and jump into the ice to the hole and pick up the seal out in their own amazing palms. So Mother Nature is amazing. The big animals are fascinating. They are inspiring. And my desire is to thrill the people about being alive, not just going to work and diving one more reef.
Mm-hmm.
There is a thrill that how we learn, because it's not a trip. What I do is really provide people a life experience.
Yeah.
Learn how to deal with their fear and how to overcome the fear of the unknown or the fear that was contributed to misinterpretation by the media just to create a blockbuster.
Right.
But the truth of the matter, it is much more pleasant, but if we use our intelligence and you have a really responsible guide or a leader can lead you into that and bring you back alive.
Yeah, well, and that's the key, coming back alive. I guess that kind of where it gets back into the whole crazy side of things. But it's just about your perspective, right? And the thing is, you bring them back, and people have the experience of a lifetime. Now, you just brought up something I didn't know. I didn't know you were doing anaconda stuff. I mean, I knew about the polar bears and leopard seals, and I've seen, followed your work over the years. But anacondas, really? You take people down to Brazil, and they get in the water with these snakes? Or what are you doing in that sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Hmm.
And one of the key what people need to understand, the pattern in a business of travel, people travel in big group, either between 12, 15, 50, or 100 at a time.
Yeah.
Even National Geographic running trip with 30, 40, or 50 people. What I do, a lead triple trip or expedition with only sometimes only two people at a time, four people at a time, because of the respect to the environment and to the animal.
Yeah.
I do that for over 35 years since I came to America in 1980. And the idea was always to create a cadre or group of people that want to continue travel with me all the time. And that provide me a lifestyle. It is not about making money. I'm not selling cars or diamond or stock.
Yeah.
And I'm not a lawyer. I can bring people to nature. But in nature, we have to deal with that respectfully and understand perhaps the danger, not the craziness, but the danger can be, and how to avoid the danger.
Mm-hmm.
Danger involved when we disrespect. Putting 10 people in front of leopard seals or polar bear, it could be dangerous, and could be that you don't see the animal altogether.
Right. Yeah, because you scare them away.
See the animal in their peak performance.
Mm-hmm.
As recently, just coming back from Spitsbergen, we were able to see a polar bear nursing with the two cubs, sitting in front of us, totally peaceful, on the ice, only 100 feet away, and she was nursing the cubs peacefully. And that is the moment bigger than anything that else, any movie, or even Jurassic Park that I went to see last night.
Yeah, yeah, hear you. Yeah, I saw it too. I liked it. I dug it, actually. But yeah, it's kind of neat what you do as far as giving people these experiences they really can't get anywhere else. And by the way, you can go to biganimals.com once again and get more information on how to do this yourself with Amos. But the thing about what you've done, Amos, is not just that you offer these cool experiences. You are so passionate about the environment and about these critters. I mean, it's very obvious when I encounter you. Like, we had a nice little chat there at the Scuba Show in Long Beach. And that's really what it's about for you, is sharing your passion and your love for these animals and figuring out ways how you can experience them in their natural environment and maybe protect them. That's the ultimate goal too, right?
Yes, the ultimate goal is to protect them, and even behind that is to show to people, other people who participate and those that come home with the picture and the story, that there is still hope.
Yeah.
If there are so many, although maybe few, but so many of the big animal or the ocean giant around us, that means that we are not too late to make the difference, but we have to take action now.
Yes. And you know, and the thing is, Amos has just been a leader in this regard. And there's a movie that they're writing or they're producing about your life called Amos the Movie. It's being funded on Indiegogo right now, right? So they can go to Indiegogo and do a search on Amos the Movie and find it? Or is there a link to it from biganimals.com as well, or what?
That's correct. If they go to Indiegogo for Amos the Movie, they'll be able to log in. And we are almost 78% of 80% already funded. Actually not. What is this? 92% funded.
There you go.
So we need another 8% or 10. Anybody that contributes $10, $50 would be tremendously respectful and appreciated, because allow the producer to finish the movie that will be shot, and we are leaving on this October, July 28th, for 10 days in the high Arctic in Canada to document encounters with polar bear, narwhal, or belugas underwater.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, if you go to that Indiegogo site and you just see the trailer they produced for the movie, for the funding project, I got to tell you, it looks extremely impressive. And so this is a really nice project that you'd be well worth your while to go check it out and maybe help them out a little bit, get over the final hump. I think it's about a week left on your funding. Is that right, thereabouts?
That's correct.
Yeah.
About only a week left. And any person that have any interest, either contact me directly to find more information or willing to participate. There is one space open for only one person to join as an angel, if you want to call it, angel donor, to join us on the trip itself and to be part of the production.
Oh, wow.
And there is, of course, prints of 30 by 40 inch prints that I made from my personal collection that I make available for certain donation. So when people go on the website, they can see all the list of the potential from $10 up to $50,000 if somebody will be kind enough and powerful enough to participate this emotional movie but also inspirational, because it will lead to the fact how I become a wildlife photographer, and from wildlife how I become working with the ocean giant, and the process of respect to the ocean that allow me to take also other people and to share with them this kind of magnificent moment in the wilderness.
Absolutely. Almost Nature. And by the way, the wildlife photography, we didn't even talk about that as much. He takes phenomenal photos, just if you take into account some of the subjects that he likes to observe. BigAnimals.com. Go there and then check out the Indigo, Almost the movie, and fund it. And maybe get one of those prints, as he said, if you're a backer, or become an angel backer and actually be in the movie or something. It's good stuff. For sure. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors. Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I do like the water.
Oh, water and fish. If you paid half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water. Cause I shot a man on the Mexican border.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy here in the studio. And then via the web, we have the Scuba Cowboy, who is with me in Long Beach, as well as Jerry the Diver Guy. Guys, how are you holding up there? You enjoy that little chat with Amos, by the way? What do you think?
That was amazing, man. Him and I would get along great.
No doubt. Polar bears, anacondas, leopard seals, God knows what
he's
else.
He's definitely got his animal zen thing down. That's what it's all about. He understands that. A lot of people don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
That creatures, you know, you literally can talk to them with your mind if you work at it.
Absolutely. And that movie, by the way, that he's trying to, that they're funding on Indigo, you really ought to take a look at that. The backer things where you get the photo from Amos, that actually is a pretty good deal. Or if you want to be the angel backer and actually be in the film or be on one of these expeditions, you got a few extra bucks laying around. That's quite a unique opportunity in itself. So, once again, Almost the Movie. Just look it up on Indiegogo, I guess is how they say it, right? So, anyway, you can find it. And, of course, his website, biganimals.com. All right, Jerry the Diver Guy has been kind of holding down the news for it here for Scuba Radio while, Pup and I were playing out there on the left coast. And there was, a couple big things. This Rapa Nui reef, we're going to talk about how that sinking for this new artificial reef off of Deerfield Beach didn't quite go down the way everybody had hoped it would. We'd get to that in just a bit. But literally, hot off the presses, Jerry, you have the new dive training magazine right there in your grubby little paws. Am I right?
Yes, I do.
So, please describe, because I don't have a copy of it here yet. I was told it was going to come out this week and start shipping, but it has not arrived here at the Scuba Radio headquarters just yet. So, what do you see?
Well, on the front cover has got the 40th anniversary Jaws picture,
right.
And then when you flip the cover open, it has none other than the Sharknado poster.
Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no. Just like the one we have here in the Scuba Radio studio is actually on the inside cover of Dive Training Magazine this month. So this is going to come to your house this week or to dive stores all across the country like Mountain Divers there in Virginia where Jerry is. And it'll be showing up. And it's going to create quite a stir, I think. I don't know. When you look at it, is it a striking thing? You knew what was coming, too, because we had talked to them about this a few months ago about putting this together. But have you had the opportunity to actually read the article inside the magazine yet there, Jerry, or what?
I've started a little bit, but, duty calls, I have other things to do, but
right.
it's pretty interesting so far.
Yeah. Well, I mean, basically, I haven't seen it either, but I was told the article was going to address people's perceptions of sharks from 40 years ago when Jaws hit the screens and scared the bejesus out of everybody and everyone out of the water and hurt the dive industry tremendously. And then comparing that to how sharks are perceived today. Which, they still got a perception problem. There's no doubt about it. But when it comes to people's attitudes about sharks, they definitely are not the same as they were 40 years ago. I mean, we got people tracking, Catherine the Great White off the east coast of Florida. And it's getting more Twitter hits than any other thing online right now. And people definitely are more curious and a little bit more educated. Once again, it's still not up to the level that it should be, but it's not like Jaws was. Are you with me on this, Jerry?
No, it's nothing like what Jaws was.
Yeah. And, Sharknado 3, we've talked about this before. I mean,
that's nothing like Jaws neither.
That's nothing like anything. I mean, it's absurd, the premise. And, I don't know if you guys saw this last week. I think this happened right before we headed out to Long Beach, but David Hasselhoff was quoted about Sharknado 3. He's in it as well, playing the president or something, which just that in itself is absurd, and that's too funny. But he is quoted as saying that Sharknado 3 will be the worst movie ever made, and he is proud to be a part of it, and that's what the producers are going for. So it's a big gag. It's a big joke, and the fact that sharks are in it, it's just a big goof. And I
think the fact that Greg is in it kind of told us that right off the bat.
Well, too. Good point. But I did put an Oscar-winning performance as a sweaty Florida tourist.
I have no doubt.
Yeah, and I'm anxious to see, what actually shows up on screen and ends up on the cutting room floor. And honestly, I don't know that I'm going to find out until it's released July 22nd. So we'll have to wait and see how that whole unfolds. But my point is with that in the beginning, I've had this conversation quite a bit actually when we were out in California with some of the dive industry people, because there's two camps here. That's kind of what the dive training cover is meant to address or kind of throw out there for discussion is, should we get behind this and talk about Jaws, the 40-year anniversary, and talk about it and see if there's a way that the dive industry can benefit from the publicity that the 40-year anniversary of Jaws is going to bring? Or is this going to be a second wave of crap for sharks And
for Shark Week.
Yeah, for I mean, Shark Week, same thing. It's going to come out around the same time. So all this stuff is coming out this summer. You know, those three things, Shark Week, Jaws, Sharknado 3. You know, what do you do about it? For, I mean, from my perspective, you can't stop it. And but there is people that are have the hesitancy to kind of jump on the bandwagon to promote any of this stuff. And I told him, I said, look, if it's going to happen, why not figure out a way to flip it or be the voice of reason for the local news that wants to do a report, for instance, on you know, on the 40-year anniversary of Jaws. Give the, you know, your dive shop there in Virginia. Jerry, you ought to call the local newspaper and TV stations and say, hey, you guys going to do a story on this? Because they are going to do it, whether you like it or not. They're going to do that. They're going to do Shark Week and that kind of thing. Hey, I run this dive shop, and we dive with sharks all the time. How would this be an interesting little angle for your report? Or, and you give the flip side. You know, yeah, they're portraying these sharks like this, but here's the truth, and here's what we've learned about diving with them for years and years. And turn it into a positive for diving and for sharks in general. How do you feel about that, Jerry? You think, am I onto something here or what?
You are onto something. And you know, a lot of, not just me, but a lot of other dive shops should do this.
Yeah, well, that's the point. Exactly. And, you know, I mean, think about this. I've been trying to get to the people at Sharknado to see if indeed they're going to do a movie premiere for the sci-fi movie that's released on the 22nd. And I don't know if they are, because this is a made-for-TV movie. But they may. They did allude to this earlier when I spoke to them in the beginning of production. So if they do, we could set up the Be a Diver pool right there at the movie premiere.
There you go.
And get all this exposure for diving. You know, when I threw that out to a few folks in the dive industry, you could see the light bulb go off. And they're like, hey, maybe this could work for us. So there you go. There's my two cents. And we got more coming up. Stay tuned.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. The Scuba Cowboy is on via the web with me as well today, and he was in Long Beach with us. And I don't know about you, pup, but we saw some pretty cool scuba toys out there for all the divers that, I don't know, some new stuff that I hadn't seen before. Are you with me on this or what?
You know, yeah. Actually, I'm amazed every year, because I always think, you know, there's so many cool products out there that how could they possibly think of some new stuff, and yet they always seem to amaze me.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, there was all kinds of cool new toys.
Yeah, there was. Polar Pro had some new filter things for your GoPro. Their line of stuff, polarpro.com, by the way, you need to check that out big time. But they had this new selfie stick with an extension on it, and it was kind of like, I don't know, it was just a little like one of those things you think, why didn't I think of this? Because they took a selfie stick and they added an extra turn on it, or bend, with an extra, like, I don't know, 5-inch tube on the end of it, which allows you to extend your GoPro or your cell phone and get the stick out of the shot. You know what I'm saying? I forget what's sitting right over there, Bubble Boy, on the desk, because they sent one back with us here. What does that say? What are they calling that? The selfie stick, yeah, but it's called something specially from GoPro.
Like Invisa-Stick or something?
Yeah, what is it called there? What does it say? That's it. You got it in your hand, dude. Sure. Isn't that it? Oh, that's the other one that actually mounts to your BC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is that is the other one that actually they made a bracket that you can attach to your BC and fasten your handheld GoPro.
No-show.
The no-show. The no-show stick from Polar Pro. But the other one is called, what is this one? What is that this one called? That is called the
combo.
The combo
GoPro grip.
Yeah, so this actually mounts to your BC with a little fastening bracket, and then you can snap your GoPro handle into your BC and turn it into like a body cam. That's cool. You're diving in, you can attach it as opposed to, you know, snapping it on with a lanyard and it flops all around. It kind of fastens close to you and actually turns into a body cam. So Polar Pro came out with some cool stuff that we played around with at the Scuba Show that we can't wait to get in the water. And you ought to check it out as well, polarpro.com.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Ariane, what are you doing here with this riffraff?
With a scuba show going in the LBC, it's kind of hard to fit in if you're a manatee. But I'm a mermaid with grace, and now I'm flipping my tail, getting everybody safe in. May I introduce you to the G-Man? Yeah, he's the captain. I mean, he really drinks some more again. But that don't matter, it's on the party still going in, nobody miss home. We got mermaids on the radio, getting it on, and Ariel ain't got nothing on us. When we got a pocket full of goodies and a cowboy do too, so make some noise and raise your hands. If you just stand there, you won't get a chance. We're gonna give away a lot of this. Hands up, face down, why all the divers
mount? Bottom time with the mermaids on Scuba Radio. Kick back with my mind on my buddy and my buddy on my mind.
Mind. Yeah, it's Mermaid Faith. I think we got her on the phone right now. Faith, is that you? Are you with us?
Yes. How are you doing?
I am great. That is an awesome rap. Who would have thought you had so many talents beyond a scuba radio mermaid?
Yep.
It took you how long to come up with that that little rap thing you did? What do you think?
Do you think I can get a record deal for that?
Well, you could if you get someone really liquored up first, I'm guessing. One of the reps, you know, maybe. I don't know. I mean, well, hey, Snoop Dogg could do it. Why can't our mermaid? You know what I'm saying, Faith? Seriously.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're already out there on the left coast, so all you got to do is go up to the, you know, one of those record companies and say, listen to this. I created this on the fly. It's been on Scuba Radio, so it went worldwide. I already got this massive following, and, you know, and I'm a mermaid to boot. You'd be the first rapping mermaid. I think it'd be huge. You hear what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah. You'll buy it, is what you're trying to tell me, I guess. Is that it?
Will you buy it?
Of course. I don't know. How much is it? I guess I better ask first. Yeah, I get it for free because you mentioned me in there. What am I, G to the D or something? What did you call me in that rap?
G-Man.
I'm the G-Man. I kind of like that. That's pretty sweet. And I don't know, you got to work in Bubble Boy and maybe, well, you mentioned the Scuba Cowboy, but I am the G-Man. So, you know, it's right. That's even better than the Walrus or something. So I feel like something special. Ben, I do appreciate that. That is, you are our first official Scuba Radio rapping mermaid.
And,
yay! Tip of the fins to you for sure there, Faith.
Yay! I have the brings too.
Yeah, well, of course you do. Do you have, did you have fun at the Scuba Show last week in Long Beach, by the way? It was fun.
Yes, I did.
You met a lot of folks, and they appreciated, you know, you not only, they didn't know about your rapping skills, but they knew about your mermaid skills. You took a lot of photos. They showed up on Facebook and stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and have you been doing any diving at all lately, or not so much?
Planning on.
You're planning on doing some more diving, but you haven't been doing much in the cold waters of California lately,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah. So when you say you're planning on it, what are you planning to do? Do you have like a specific idea to go somewhere, or are you just kind of looking at your options after being at the Scuba Show and then, okay, yeah, I want to go here, I want to go there, that kind of thing?
I'm thinking about either Mexico or Hawaii later on this year, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all you got to do is make sure you tell them you're the first Scuba Radio rapping mermaid, and that'll definitely it'll get you a weird look, if nothing else. I mean, probably nothing else.
Kicked right off the boat.
That's at least something, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Faith, thank you for helping us out last week at the Scuba Show, and look forward to catching up with you again soon, okay?
Anytime. Thank you.
All right, there you go. Mermaid Faith, our rapping mermaid from Long Beach. It, you know, that was kind of cool. I liked it. Pup, maybe we got to do one of your songs and have like a rap break and have Mermaid Faith come in there and do that and kind of do some kind of mashup. Yeah, are you up for that or no?
I'm definitely up for that. That definitely spawned a few ideas when I first heard that.
It did. Okay. So I thought you would go, oh, hell no. I'm surprised.
Actually, I had already written a song called Scuba Rap. I just haven't heard it yet.
Okay. Well,
it's
now
not quite done.
Well, now we got a rapping mermaid. So now you know that we have some talent to lean on beyond, you know, my lack of skills. So there you go. All right. Let's talk about some other stuff that happened last week while we're out on the left coast. And like I said earlier, Jerry the Diver Guy was handling this. Not only did the Dive Training Magazine come out with the Jaws 40-year anniversary of Jaws cover, the big news, and this literally happened Sunday while I was at the show, I got a text from the Dive God, by the way. He's who informed me, Mr. Neil Watson informed me of what had happened down in Deerfield Beach, and that's right there around Fort Lauderdale area, for those folks not familiar with the area. But we've been talking about this for the last month or so, that they were making a new artificial reef of a barge. And what they did on top of the barge was create the sculpture scene from like Easter Island. They called Rapa Nui Reef, and it's like those giant heads that you see on Easter Island. Of these things. The Moai, yeah.
Moai.
And they have, some of them, a couple of them are like 15, 18 feet tall. I mean, they're big. And the sinking was last Sunday. And I get a text from Neil. He explains like, oh, my God, Greg, this didn't go well. And he sent me a link. And I saw the video immediately. Man, it went through the dive industry like wildfire, because this was a pretty big deal. And it was a really unique and interesting project, because the lady behind this evidently, I'm not sure where she has the money, if she just, you know, was, you know, pretty well off, or it was some kind of inherited type of thing that she wanted to put together, or I'm not sure what the whole story is. But, it you know, the price tag on this was $500,000 to pay the sculpture. Wow. The artist to create these sculptures of these Easter Island things, and then the barge itself. They had to pay for the barge to get this and create an artificial reef. So it's all funded with private money from this lady. God bless her for the effort and stuff. But, you know, when you watch the video, you do have to kind of question, I don't want to blame anybody, but if you look at it, you kind of wonder, somebody may have not done the math on this or the physics, because it did look very top heavy.
Yeah, what were they thinking?
The barge, and I didn't know this when we were looking at it before when they were planning this, I didn't realize it was just a totally flat barge, because it pretty much is. I mean, there's very little superstructure on it besides the big flat bed of a barge that you would see cruising through any river in the United States. Are you with me on this, Jerry? You feel the same way?
Yeah, I'm with you on this.
Yeah, and when you look at the video, you see how tall these moais are towering over the deck, and it's like, wait a minute. You know, now it's not really fair either, because I'm watching the video knowing something was wrong. But immediately, as soon as they started flooding it, you can see it start listing to one side. And I don't know, then a tugboat comes in, and evidently they were trying to help it. And some people feel that the tugboat might have done more damage than good and created even a worse problem. And bottom line is, the thing totally flipped upside down and pulverized everything and buried the statues. And from what I'm told and what pictures and things that I've seen of the wreck since it sank, there's not a whole lot to see. And the stuff that you can get under and see a little bit of, probably not very safe to be there. Yeah. You know?
No.
Yeah.
No.
And so...
Or death trap.
You know what?
Go ahead.
If I understood this right, they had, you know, they were estimating 400,000 pounds of concrete sitting on top of that.
Well, exactly.
And
yeah.
200,000 pounds, if I read this correctly, there's 200,000 pounds inside the barge itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
the math doesn't seem quite right or something. Yeah. No. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Somebody didn't figure something out as far as the physics and that kind of stuff. And from what I've been told, you know, from friends that I know that are connected to this, that there were some warnings. There were some red flags that were thrown out there before this thing went down. But, you know, 20/20 hindsight, you can blame everybody till you're blue in the face. Whose fault it is or whatever, it really doesn't matter at this point. I mean, it just didn't go down the way they did. And it's really unfortunate because now this beautiful, potentially beautiful artificial reef that would have been just a superstar dive in South Florida is not to be had at all. However, this lady, and here's the latest news, is that she is vowing to resurrect this thing. Whether they put new moai on top of the structure, like a fascina, and create this reef and do it anyway. So she's going to dump more money into it to evidently fix it. So I guess that's the potential bright side. Yeah, and there's a few other benefits that we'll talk about next. Stay close. Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
As part of its Women in Diving initiative, PADI is proud to present Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport. The purpose is simple: get more women together, involved, and interested in scuba diving. All are invited to participate in Women's Dive Day on July 18th. Women and men, let's make this a day of diving we can all enjoy together. Visit PADI.com/women-dive to find a dive or event in your area. That's PADI.com/women-dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm a guppy, and I'm trying to mate with a dolphin.
You guys are bottom feeders.
You're like those fish that swim into other fish's mouths and eat bacteria off their teeth.
There's no such fish. You made that fish up.
Okay, it's an analogy. I'm not going to debate the existence of the literal fish with you, because it's not relevant.
Well, good, because it doesn't exist.
That is a real fish.
God, it's getting hard to breathe this way. Everybody's life is on display. It's gotten out of control. Tell me, do you feel exposed? Well, welcome to the fishbowl.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. So Rapa Nui Reef and Deerfield Beach, they aren't talking about resurrecting it. The lady behind it dropped the $500,000 to make this thing happen in the first place, has vowed to rebuild after it went turtle last Sunday, unfortunately. Now, the good news is it literally is almost straight upside down. So when you go down there, it, all you see is the hull of the barge from the video and pictures I've seen. But underneath, there is a ton of, you know, substructure that I would guess the lobster will find irresistible. And I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But, I mean, there's definitely some, you know, cracks and crevices underneath the wreck that I have a feeling could just be loaded up for lobster season. So we'll see if, you know, there's a benefit there and what they can do as far as building it back up by putting these structures on top of the barge somehow. I mean, they're going to look into it, and she's vowed to do it. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, you got to give her credit, I guess, for trying. You know, put her money where her mouth was as far as creating a pretty cool idea for an artificial reef. And hopefully this won't keep other people from at least trying, but maybe contracting with other folks to help sink it. I don't know. To make sure they get it right. What do you think there, Pup? Is this, I mean, that's a good thing, right? You're with me on that, huh?
I think it's a great thing that what she was trying to do. I think it's very unfortunate that, like you said, it would seem in today's society and all the technology we have that if you got a few engineers in there, you wouldn't have that kind of problem.
But, yeah. Well, you know, who knows?
I guess, mean, it just every once in a while, you know, Mother Nature just decides to, you know, tell us, hey, you know, you're not quite as smart as you think you are.
Yeah, well, I guess that is the case. You know, we had that problem with the Spiegel Grove down in Key Largo when they sank that. That went over in an unfortunate way. But then nature fixed it. So, but I don't know. This one's beyond repair as far as that's concerned, unfortunately. So we'll have to wait and see. But we'll cover it accordingly. And like I said, the bright side is lobsters probably going to make out like bandits because
yes, and I'm coming this year.
That's right, we're coming down to Bugfest. Jerry, you're coming too, right?
Oh, I'm trying my best. I've got everything booked out that week to be off. So
that's right, because it's your birthday week as well.
Oh yeah, party, yeah. party.
So that's the last Wednesday and Thursday of July. That is Florida Spiny Lobster Season. Bugfestbythesea.com. They got a big lobster contest. We have a lobster cook-off on Thursday night that I get to be one of the judges for, and then the Scuba Cowboy is going to perform Saturday, August 1st, right there at Lauderdale by the Sea, in the band shell or the little gazebo area, and we're going to do a scuba radio broadcast live from the beach. So it's going to be a fun event that entire week as we celebrate Florida Spiny Lobster Season. Make sure you join us, and who knows, maybe we'll have to go around Rapa Nui Reef and just clean up the lobsters. Maybe that's where we'll get our quota for the day. I don't know. I got a prediction that the lobsters are going to find that place irresistible because they love those type of flat places. You know, that's one of the reasons why you can't, you know, lay down car hoods and things like that off the coast of Florida, because the lobsters just find them irresistible. And it's just weird, but if you lay down a flat, like, car hood, and this used to be done back in the day, still is done throughout the Caribbean, the lobsters just congregate under these flat surfaces like a mouse trap or something. And
Greg, you shouldn't have said that. We won't be able to get in there now.
What do you mean? They won't let us into Rapa Nui Reef? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, everybody will be tied up right there going down there and getting our lobsters.
Well, it's a big barge. They won't be able to get them all. That's my point. Plus, you got to be able to get down under and get them out from under there and tickle them out some way. Unfortunately, that's going to be the trick with this particular wreck. This may be a, you know, a sanctuary for lobsters, because there may not be a place for divers to even get them out. But if they're, like, you know, if they're tucked out on the edges and you're, you know, careful about coming up to the side of the wreck and you can tickle them out a little bit, you might be able to do quite well. So I think it's a win-win in that sense for the lobsters. I mean, it'll definitely be very good habitat for them potentially. But I think lobster divers, I mean, even if the divers can't get to them and they're in there, it'll help the lobster population in that general vicinity. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's drooling melted butter. That's what it sounds like.
Melted butter and lemon juice.
Yeah, that's it right now. And once again, that's a Wednesday and Thursday, last Wednesday and Thursday of July down there at Lauderdale by the Sea. Bugfest by the Sea. .com. By the way, before we finish up today's two-hour radio spectacular, I got to thank a couple folks. The folks at Dive Training Magazine for the Scuba Show last week did a great job. Rod Roddenberry Roddenberry Adventures, they were a co-host of the party last Saturday. And Rod and their group are always very helpful, and we appreciate their efforts last week. And then some of our new sponsors, Global Star Satellite Services, gave us a couple spot devices to give away. Tracking devices when you're out on the dive boat.
Cool.
And you want your spouse or friends back home to know where you're at all the time. They can go online and follow your progress. And we gave away two spot devices from Global Star Satellite Services. So you can check out findmespot.com or go to globalstar.com as well. They got some specials right now where you get free hardware, free like sat phones for your airtime purchase. It's a pretty good deal. So there you go. And I think it's globalstar.com/scuba radio for that deal, or findmespot.com/scuba. There you go, for both of those. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Wear a bubble, boy.
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
Well, you're hot to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not in water. Yeah, we in love here. Down in the fire. Under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.